Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 26. 28, 26. If you take notes, I've entitled the message, The Terminator. Now, that might seem like, doesn't sound like anything that has to do with the Sunday message, but I assure you it does. The Terminator. Proverbs 28, 26. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. Meat and potatoes simple. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. That's the part of the text I want to look at this morning. But before we do, let's ask God to open our minds. Father, your word says we have the mind of Christ. And although we have that mind, sometimes we don't open it. So we ask you this morning, as your word is being preached, we ask you to open up our minds. And if there's one here today who knows not Christ as Savior, we pray that today would be the day of their salvation. We pray it would please you to draw that one to yourself. And we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would speak to every heart here and bring comfort where comfort is needed, conviction where conviction is needed, edification where edification is needed. All for your glory and our good, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Yeah, you wouldn't think that the name Terminator doesn't sound like a Sunday sermon. But in fact, the word Terminator aptly describes the will, our will, and how our will works. I dare say there's nothing that's more destructive to us in this world than our will. I imagine if we sat back and we thought about all the things that went on in our life and all the great hurts that we had in our life, many of them, we could lay the blame at the feet of our own will. So in that sense, it's a Terminator. And just like the Terminator in the movie, our Terminator seems to be a program. I think you remember, I assume you know the movie The Terminator, a machine with artificial intelligence, a robot as it were, was sent back in time to destroy the mother of somebody who would lead in the future the war against the machines, and her name was Sarah Connor. And he was sent with one objective, and that is get rid of Sarah Connor. Well, that's basically the same thing that our will does to us many, many times. It's programmed to discourage, to dissuade, to dishearten, to defeat, and even sometimes to try and destroy us. We go back to the early creation in Genesis 1 and 2. We see that Adam's will was the Terminator. We see that. Why? Because it brought him and all of mankind, us, death, destruction, and decay. All came from his will, the Terminator. Every suffering, every illness, every disease, every shame, every war, every natural disaster, every personal disaster, and every death is the result of Adam's will to be God. And I would remind you that in Genesis 1 and 2, none of those things existed. There was no death. There was no illness. There was no earthquakes. There was no global warming. It was none of that. It was perfect. Everything was perfect. The devastation done by the Terminator in Adam is in essence no difference than the havoc the Terminator created in the movie. You see, it was the Terminator in Adam that destroyed our relationship with God. He terminated that relationship, and he caused death to come upon man. We see that in Genesis 3, 17, 19, and verse 24, when God sentences Adam for his high treason. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field, In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and dust you shall return. That's not a whole lot different if you saw the movie The Terminator with the battlefield. And that was a sentence. And then if you go to verse 24, here man's relationship with God is terminated. So he drove out the man, and he placed a cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. That's serious stuff. It affected the whole world. That effect is still going on now. That terminator is in every human being because it came from Adam. And if you don't believe that's true, go on the internet, pick up a newspaper, watch the news. Death, destruction, and disease everywhere. And what's even worse than that is that Adam's will, his terminator, was passed on to all of us. We have it. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and through death sin, so death spread to all men because all have sinned. There's not a person listening to this that hasn't been a sinner at some point in your life. And that means you've offended God in something you've done. And Romans 7:22 and 23, what part of what we read for our opening, Paul describes the battle with his terminator and your terminator in mind. He says, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. You go through that. It's called a civil war inside of you every day. If you're born again, you have a civil war going on. You know good, you know evil. You have to make the choice. That's the war. And the evil is the terminator. In Galatians 5:17, he described the battle with this terminator a little differently. He says, for the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. That's the terminator fighting against the Spirit of God inside of you. And on a personal level, we all know that's true because all of us has felt our terminator making decisions we knew were wrong. And we let him do it. Go ahead, buy that new car. Don't have the money, but go ahead. Things will work out. Go ahead, keep on eating all that junk food. Don't worry about it. Everything will be okay. That's the terminator. All the decisions that you've made in your life that were not in your best interest, and you know that, and you went ahead and did it, that's the terminator. You can call it what you want. It's your will. That's what the terminator, it's a metaphor for your will. The terminator caused you to do that. You wanted to do it. You knew it was wrong. You did it anyway. And you paid a price. Some people pay a lot. Some people not so much, but everybody pays. It's like the Fram oil filter. You pay me now or you pay me later. Everybody pays the terminator. One of the ways our terminator succeeds in causing havoc in our lives is, you know what he does? He blinds us to the consequences of our actions. Don't worry, these things are all going to work out. You know, you've got this going over here. You know you shouldn't go out because you got to go to work tomorrow. Go on out anyway. You'll be okay. You know, you'll be a little groggy, but you'll be okay. He blinds us to the consequences of our actions. For example, he encourages us to spend money that you don't have, go somewhere you shouldn't go, hang out with the wrong people, drift away from God. Oh, don't go to church Sunday. Go every other Sunday. Take one Sunday and go fishing. Develop a taste for the world. Or make the internet and technology your best friend. Friend. It's true. I've heard people say that. They don't have a human best friend. They have the internet as their best friend. You know how pathetic that is? Listen, the Terminator's goal is to encourage us to feed our flesh and enjoy all the eye candy we can. And the more eye candy and the more flesh you feed, the better he likes it. The better he likes it. That's one of the ways our Terminator operates inside of us. And I would add, our Terminator isn't just satisfied with trying to ruin our lives. It also wants to cause pain and sorrow in other people's lives. Doesn't your life affect other people? Well, when you're making all the wrong decisions and the Terminator's running your life, those decisions are affecting other people, especially if you love them and they love you. I dare say all of us could give a testimony about how our bad choices have made other people suffer. All of us have done that. And it's not an overstatement to say nothing exceeds the destructiveness of the Terminator that's within all of us. Nothing exceeds it. Nothing. You know why? Because you're affecting yourself personally. Because what you're doing to yourself. The devil isn't doing it. You know, Flip Wilson used to always say, the devil made me do it. Not true. The devil, it's terrible to say this, I suppose, but the devil gets a bad rap sometimes. It's not him, it's us. We do it. We cause those problems because we have a Terminator within us. And I would add, it's not an overstatement to say that nothing in this universe is more destructive to ourselves than ourselves. Our text is just one of many verses that warns us about our Terminator. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. That's what our text says. That's what God says. So great is the power of the Terminator that the central theme in all biblical doctrine, listen, in all biblical doctrine, is kill the Terminator. Kill your will. Kill it. Just kill it. The doctrine of submission and obedience are spiritual bullets that'll kill your Terminator. The more you submit and obey to God and his word, the more round you're throwing at that Terminator. The less strength he has or she has, and the more strength you have. It's that simple. That was the main reason God gave Moses the law. He wants his people to kill their will, which was their Terminator. Listen to what he says in Deuteronomy 10, 12, and 13. Moses tells Israel what they must do to kill their Terminator. He told them what to do, and these verses are still applicable today, and it's the same thing we could do to kill our Terminator. Here's what he says. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, submission, to walk in all his ways, obedience, to love him, submission, to serve the Lord your God, submission, with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes, obedience, of the Lord, which I am commanding you, submission, today for your good. That whole text is filled with obedience and submission. That's how you kill the Terminator. That's how you kill your will. That's how you put God's will over your will. And that verse is still applicable today. Are we not still supposed to fear God? Walk in his ways, love him, serve him, love him with all of our heart, keep his commandments, his statutes. Aren't we still supposed to do that? Absolutely. Those are spiritual bullets that will take down that Terminator. You won't put him in hibernation, you'll kill him. I tell you, my Terminator is working now on fumes from his battery. Because I've really shot him up pretty good. I'm trying every day to do that. And you should do the same thing too. Now God makes it clear in 1 Samuel 15:22 that obeying him, that is putting our Terminator to death, is better than sacrificing to him. He said, has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. You see, all those things that he was saying is that obedience and submission trumps everything. Because if you are obedient and you submit your life to Christ, in doing that, that's the best offering you can give him. There's no offering better, even in the Old Testament. And it's still true now. God only accepts obedience and submission for love. Anything other than that, he's not interested in. And if you don't believe that, read Isaiah 1. Just read the whole chapter. You'll see what happened when the Jews were trying to give him everything except obedience and submission. He didn't want it. He said, take it away. I don't even want it. I don't want to see it. I'm going to hide my face from you. It's got to be what he wants, and those are the two ways we can demonstrate our love to God. Now, I have to just stop here for a second. I've heard so many people through the years, even when I was in the pews, I heard so many people say, well, you know, I believe this. I was taught this. It can't be wrong no matter what. I said, well, I just showed you in the Bible three different ways to Sunday why that is wrong and what the correction is. Why is that so difficult to understand? Because I wasn't taught that. I was taught that, you understand, it was like a loop. Every time you say something, they go right back. Well, that's what I was taught. That's what I was taught. If you don't have I've had people in this church come up to me after a service and say, you know something, Pastor, have you ever looked at this passage and that passage? Because it doesn't seem to line up with what you said. I said, let's look it up. And when I looked it up, you're right. That's a teachable spirit. If you're only interested in the truth, if that's all you really want out of God is the truth, is really what it should be, then that's the most important thing. What I teach anybody in Bible study is nothing compared to the truth. If it's the truth, it's important. If it's not the truth, it's not important. And that's what he's saying. And the truth is, the only way you're going to ever get that terminator out of your life is by being more obedient and submissive to God. In the New Testament, Jesus taught us to pray against our terminator. He really did. His prayer was against the terminator. He says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's inferring your will. As a matter of fact, in Gethsemane, he did the same thing. He said, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. That's wonderful stuff. It's not about our will. Anytime we put God's will above our will, the Terminator gets a lethal blow. He gets a shot. Every time. And every time you put the Terminator's will or your will over God's will, you take the shot. It's that simple. And how many times have we shot ourselves accidentally, on purpose? Don't do it. We should also note that we know God wants his people to destroy their terminator. And you know why that is? If you look at all the Ten Commandments, although they're combined into two, but if you look at them all, they all start with thou shalt. That means what you think doesn't matter. Thou shalt means what I mean matters. Simple. Very simple stuff. Meat and potatoes simple. God's will be done, not the terminator's will. And God's reason for commanding us to get rid of our will is not only because it's best for us, because his ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55:89 declares, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In other words, what he's saying is, you're going through life with limited intelligence. You're going through life with knowledge that has to be updated every year with yearbooks. You're going through life experiencing new things you never experienced before. In my will, you don't have to worry about that. You do what I tell you to do. I know it all. He knows it all. He is the God of knowledge. He is omniscient. He knows all things. He is the essence of all knowledge. So if he tells you to do something in his word, he's not saying it because he wants to be the boss. He's saying it because he loves you, and it's the thing that you should do for your own benefit. It's that simple. And our immutable God also declares the same thing in the New Testament. Our master's command in John 14:15 is, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That means, if you love God, get rid of the Terminator and take up the cross. Matthew 16:24, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, that is, slash the Terminator or shoot him, deny himself, take up my cross and follow me. In another place, he says, if you take up my cross and look back, you're not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. It's all about God's will, not our will. And that means let my will, he's saying, let my will, God's will, be done in your life, not your will. And it means submit and obey me, because I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. I told the class this morning in Bible study, the Bible is so inspired. I mean, it reeks inspiration because it all fits together so perfectly. There isn't one dot or one tittle that's out of place. And when you consider it was written over 1,500 years by 40 different authors, from fishermen to shepherds to kings to prophets, when you consider all of that, and everything is just so beautifully meshed together. They didn't know each other. They couldn't have said, well, I'm going to take this guy's paper and I'm going to add to it. It was none of that. It was God. And so when you read this absolute truth, this scripture, and you read that and you understand that, that's how you kill that will of yours, and that's how you kill the Terminator. Metaphorically speaking, you kill him or her. You kill him. And all of which me, and by the way, by him saying no one comes to the Father except through me, you know what that means? Here comes. Spoiler note. There are no Terminators in heaven. there are no self-willed people in heaven. You're all in God's will in heaven. He even says the church should be one body, one mind, one spirit, with one truth and with one God. And it all revolves around that, not us, not the pastor, not the brethren, God. Throughout the scripture, God declares, if you want to be my people, get rid of your Terminator and cling to me. If you want a slice of heaven, get rid of your Terminator and trust in me. If you want to be saved from the lake of fire, get rid of your Terminator and drink from the living waters, Jesus Christ. That's what you have to do. The Lord's point is you can't have the Terminator's heart and have God in your heart at the same time. You can't do it. You won't function properly. As a believer, you won't function properly. God will not take second place to anything. Anything. I hate to break the news, but none of us are that important. We're not. It's him. You remember, you didn't do anything for your salvation. All the testimonies we heard here, you could blow that off and say, well, that was just luck, chance, or coincidence, or would have happened anyway. You can use all the analogies you like, okay? Or you could, the simple truth is, God's hand was in it all, or it wasn't. And if it wasn't, then how come he didn't have one? And how come he didn't have one? It's God. You either will walk in his will or you'll walk alone with only your Terminator. That's the absolute truth. If you're a believer and you're listening to this, okay, that means that you have a Terminator. The evil, if you look at the back of the bulletin this morning, A.W. Pink said, unbelief and 1,000 evils are still in our hearts, though their reign and dominion is at an end. You're not bound to them, but they're there. They are not slain or eradicated. Their efforts will be more felt or will be felt more or less as the Lord is pleased more or less to give or remove his gracious influence. And if you want God's gracious influence, the secret is very easy. Submit and obey. That's it. What offends God about our will is that our will really is a Terminator. And I want to remind you that man's will, it was man's will that terminated our relationship with God in Genesis 3:6. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Eve told Adam the story of the talking snake and how he could be God, how Adam could be God. And Adam bit right into that, literally. And it means will to and it is man's will to disobey God. Luke 6:46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I tell you? And it was man's will to crucify Jesus Christ. Acts 2:23. Him being delivered by the determinate purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and have crucified and put him to death. Sure, God knew it was going to happen. It was part of the plan. But just think, it was the evil will of men to do it. He allowed them to do it. The mission of every Terminator. Every Terminator has one mission. Is to convince you to live life your way. That's what your will tells you to do. Do it your way. There used to be a commercial or something. Do it your way. And drive a Chevrolet. I don't know what it was, but it was something like that. You see, beloved, God doesn't want you to live your life your way. He does not want you to do that. He wants you to live your life his way. And here's why. God doesn't want you to, your knowledge of life and everything else is limited. His is not. Do you know the beginning from the end? Do you know what's going to happen this afternoon? Do you have any idea? Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? He does. How do you know, and do you know how your decisions will affect other people? Do you understand the doctrine of concurrence? When you do something, it affects other things. Everything you do affects something else. God knows all of this because he is the sum of all knowledge, as I said before. That's why he declares, that's why he's telling us in our text, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. If you're trusting in your own mind instead of God, he's calling you a fool because you are. Because your information is limited and subject to bias and subject to locale, subject to geography, if you will, subject to so many things. And his will is, and his knowledge is complete in everything, absolutely complete. I would also remind you that only your heart and spirit have been regenerated. We talked about that before. Your flesh and your will are still in a natural state, with the exception being that you have the mind of Christ, but you have to make a choice between good and evil. That's what I mean by the natural state, which means they are fertile grounds. Your flesh and will are fertile grounds for the Terminator to grow in. So if you live your life your way, the Terminator will complete his mission. He'll jam you up so much, God won't use you for anything. You'll be a shipwrecked believer. And it would be a shame to go to heaven and meet a God who did so much for you with nothing in your hands but shame. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear. In closing, let me share with you a few simple ways that you can kill your Terminator. I mentioned a few. We can cut much of the power the Terminator needs by looking for God in our everyday life. One of the things that Jesus said, he says, when you pray, believe, and it will be done unto you. When you go through life, you should, every day, every moment, you should realize that everything in your life that day, from the time you wake up to the time you go into unconsciousness at night or sleep, from those two points, everything in your day has been measured out to you by the will of God. Everything. Every conversation, every event, every person, every activity, everywhere you go, everything has been measured out to you. Everything. So when something happens, no matter what it is, whether it's bitter or sweet, it doesn't matter. When anything happens to you, the very first thing a Bible Christian should do is look for God. Lord, you know, you just wrecked my car. Well, it was really your car. You wrecked it. What are we going to do now? Well, I'm glad, Lord, I thank you for saving my life. And so what if I have to get a few stitches? It's okay. Lord, I looked at my wallet this morning and it doesn't seem to add up much. Lord, I'm trusting in you for that. Lord, I have somebody I love that's really sick and suffering. I leave it to you. Every single thing that happens in your life is brought to you by God. And it's either brought to you for a blessing, it's brought to you for an education, or it's brought to you to help somebody else. But it has a purpose. And your life has a purpose. Because you're saved, everything you do has a purpose. And I want to just put a semicolon there. The worldling, those outside of Christ, what they do has no purpose. They live for today. What's the expression? Eat, drink, and make merry. Right? They have no purpose. So their purpose is to live to tomorrow. And maybe live for retirement. But at some point, they fail to understand there's going to come a roadblock when you can't go any farther in this world. Because you're temporary. Your existence here is limited. And so what ends up happening is you live for the day or the week or for retirement. Or you live for your children. Or you live for your work. You live for temporary things without Christ. But if you're saved, oh, and then if you're living outside of Christ, something bad happens. It is a tragedy for you. Whatever it is that happens is a tragedy for you because it served no purpose in your life for it to happen. People look at that. They'll get involved in a car accident. And they'll say, why did it happen to me? Oh, I can't believe this. Now I got to go look for a new car. Now I got to do this. Now I got to do that. There's no purpose for it. For a believer, everything you do has a purpose because everything you do comes from God's plan for your life. And in doing that, you grow, you learn, you cry, you reap, you sow, you do everything, and everything you do has a purpose because ultimately, if you don't believe that, then you can't believe in Romans 8:28. It says all things work together for good. And it doesn't matter what it is. That's why you need to kill the Terminator, kill your will. So that you get a clear, it's like taking cataracts off your eyes. You'll see things more clearly. It's not about you. It's about him. He'll take care of you. Don't you take care of you. Trust him to do it. If you want to kill the Terminator, you want to shoot him up pretty good. Accept the results of any life situation, whether it's bitter or sweet. Just say, thank you, Lord. It's an opportunity to grow. I told my brother Joe, in the gym, the axiom is no pain, no gain. In the spiritual realm, exactly the same thing. Another thing you can do to strike a lethal blow to the Terminator is saturate your mind and heart with Scripture. Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn you. And how about Isaiah 26:3? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You saturate your mind with those blessings. And that's what they are. They're not thoughts. They are actual blessings because they bring you comfort. They lower your blood pressure. They help you focus on the cross. They help you in so many different ways. You saturate your life with that, and that your will in the Terminator has no chance against you. You'll defeat them every time. You'll be filled with bullets. And lastly, when you believe with all of your heart, soul, mind, and body, when you believe and apply Proverbs 3:5-6, when you do that, it's lights out for the Terminator. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will guide thy path. You apply that to your life every day. You get up and say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you today. I'm going to do it more. I'm going to do it the best I can, and I'm going to do it better than I did yesterday. I'm going to trust in you for everything. And watch what happens. And if you're listening to this and you haven't truly submitted your life to Christ, you may have made a profession of faith, but if you haven't truly submitted your life to Christ, then your Terminator is pretty much running your life. Your will is doing everything. If you feel God calling you to update that, update your life both now and in the eternal realm, you call me or see me, and I'll show you how God wants to help you walk with the cross instead of walking with your Terminator. And for my brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to take these few seeds I've given you this morning home and plant them in your life. Then let God mold and shape you to his will. You can shut down your Terminator just by loving God more than you love yourself. Let's pray. Our will has done so many terrible things to us and to you, Father. And so for that, we're grateful that you have given us a mind of Christ. You have saved us. And we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And although we can make choices, our wills are still part of the equation. And so, Father, we pray that you would help us to get rid of the Terminator that we all have, that we would not be self-willed. It's not about what we think, Lord. Teach us to put your will over our will. Help us, Lord, to do that. We know that that is your will because you've said it in so many places. So, Father, we ask you to do that for your glory and our good. And there are some listening, Lord, that need that lesson more than anybody. And so, God, pray for them especially that you would help them. You would help them to commit their lives to you in a greater way than they've ever done before, and to submit and obey to you in a way they've never done before. We thank you for that, Father. Thank you for all the gifts and blessings that come to us in Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is